Blog Talk Radio.
Larry, you're Clock Off Radio. We got one of the world's greatest meets going on here. They will be at 131 and some of the finest of race cars you ever want to see in life right here today. Some of your best girls races are here. We like to start this show off with everybody giving thanks to our fans for calling in. Those that online with them, we're going to try to give you a great show tonight. Those that didn't make it out, let me say you missed a damn good show. I mean, it's been racing from start to in the mission now. They have not stopped racing since I've been here. I'm trying to see what's happening with the race now
Okay.
Got a race going now. It's trying to lock in. Leon is trying to lock Vaughn in right now. I'm trying to see what's happening. We've had about 15 to 20 grudge races today. And when I say some exciting racing that's taking place today, it has been some excitement here today. Got a chance to meet some of the guys that we only talk to on these phones. Get a chance to put some faces with them and they get a chance to see us. It's been lovely. It's really been lovely. I'm sorry, I got a little background noise here, but as you guys know, we're at the track. We're doing this live tonight. So you're going to get a second-hand report. You guys are going to get a first-hand report tonight. Yeah, when I say lovely, I mean it has been lovely here at 131. The weather's been great. The fans been great. The sponsor of this event has been great. When they say they're getting with free food, let me tell you, they got a line over here in Chicago. And everybody's enjoying themselves. Nothing but love has been out here this track today. We're trying to see what's going to take place at this race. Leon got himself locked in with Tommy Gunn and Vaughn. Trying to see which one I'm going to take first. I can give you a first-hand report on that. Brother Larry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
Oh, yeah, all right. I got my co-host. And I'll say once again, I got the world's co-host. Couldn't ask for nothing better. My producer's here getting you guys a little music while we're on this intermediate time here. We had a few cars wrecked today. We had a few accidents, but by the grace of God, no one was seriously hurt. Walked away from which is a blessing. We replaced a car, but we cannot replace a body. So we found that we were best here. But as a whole, when I say great, but I mean it's been great. I hear my co-host talking to someone over there. I'm on. Brother Larry, can you holler? Can you talk to these guys for a minute?
Yeah, but I just want to come in and say, man, you know, it's the first time it's been hard that you had to start the show off, man. Normally I'd be trying
breaking news, man,
but I've been having myself such a wonderful guy, man. I look with the exception Johnny Quick having an accident, you know, but he got out of the automobile, and I'm glad that he's okay, you know. And, my thing with it is, man, there's so much fellowship and stuff going on. We got a little spot, you know, but ever since then, man, it's been going on, man. Hey, dude, we got more than the 20 races. We got more than the 20 good races. You know, I had found a 17 and it's been about 4 or 5 more since then, you know, so, you know, and it's still going on. It's not late yet, you know, and then we got some big races going to come up too, you know, so, man, I'm just enjoying myself, man, and, you know, we're glad for the people that did tune in. We want to try to give y'all round by round announcement as the action goes on, you know, and, everybody,
hey,
again, we want y'all to know, man, the fans are very, very important. I kind of say that on every show because I appreciate them, you know. And,
I'm going to get you an interview myself.
I got to meet a whole lot of new different people today.
I heard
my voice over the radio. I finally got a chance to shake their hand and meet them and stuff, you know, so I feel real good about the situation.
Hey, Roland.
Yeah.
Huh? Little breaking news here. We just got a report that says Donye and Mann is locked in, so they got another locked-in race. So I want to introduce the racing world to one of the world's greatest drug races. It was called Street Racing when he was doing it. Here's a young man here with me that's probably 25, 30 years old. Been raised about 40 years. I've been doing it 40. And one of the best drivers we ever seen in the city of Chicago. We call him Brother Rabbit. Brother Rabbit, how you today?
Yeah.
You say he's feeling pretty good. You say he's feeling pretty good. Have you?
Well, you know what?
I got Brother Rabbit here with me.
It was just like old times, you know. And,
hey, I got Brother Rabbit here with me. Brother Rabbit, he just made lay somebody down. He said, made a mistake down run earlier. Who you trying to kill now, Brother
Rabbit? Leon.
He said he's trying to kill Leon right now. How you and Leon running if y'all get the race off?
We run ahead up straight, and it ain't going to be no contest.
Uh-oh, Brother Rabbit said he's running Leon ahead of. spray the spray, and he has predicted it will not be a contest. In other words, are you saying you're going to gap me up? That is. He said, wait a minute, I want y'all to hear this racing world. Mr. Rabbit, I'm going to call him brother. Mr. Rabbit said he'll leave lights on. Said Leon can call him from there. So we, that's two races we're looking at now. We're going to do some more brush racing up here. Intermission is about to come to an end. I'm going to let Brother Rabbit suit up. But I want you all to know, this man has been racing, I know, for over 40 years. And I saw him cut the one loose, and then I'm like, damn, he pulled a tree down where he left. So I'm just anxious to see him get back in the sky again. Brother, hey, hold down a little while, see what else is locked in here.
Well, I'm going to let them two of the main events, I really want to see. I want to see the one between Rabbit and Leon, and I also want to see the one between Donnie and Mandem, because both of them guys are making spectacular passes, you know, and it's going down, man. It's going to be a good race, man. It's going down, you know, and I like to see it when action is like that, but Rabbit is going to make me not want to see his race. He's talking about jabbing the man, putting a choo-choo train on him.
Rabbit said they going to be crazy.
I like it when they're real tight, when they're hard to call. You know, but that's going to be a, those are going to be two good races if they go down. You know, so
I'm just sitting back trying to relax
and wait to see what's going on. There's so much going on down here, you know.
Hey, Larry, oh, they got a live band here, man. They got play area for the kids. They got a live band. They got free food. They got everything but liquor here, so they didn't need that drag racer.
I got one of the greatest fans of color right here, since we've been doing this show and stuff for Clocks Off and so far and so on, this is the first time you had to say, Larry, is you here?
Hey, I had to ask what you here because they're doing so much drag racing. I really can't even hear you. Yeah, I know you're in the chat of one of these races. I see my Tony got their Cadillac sitting. I don't want him to make a pass in their Cadillac. So I can see that. So I got Bro Kia sitting here. Kia says he don't think it's going to be a good chase between Bro Vaughn.
One thing you did forget to say, I'm like Joe, ain't nothing to play with.
Nobody's going to prove him going down the track. Oh, as far as you can see, I'm in staging lane right now with the car, and here as far as I can see, I'm running out of eyesight.
Two of his friends showed up too. The one got that Dodge, that maroon and beige Dodge. He showed up too. He wants the grudge.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He is.
And he's gonna bring it. What's up, Kenny?
6 or 7 grudge races.
Yes, indeed.
They get it in.
We're having a wonderful time, man. Just sit back, relax a minute, and watching some of the racing, man. I got my grandkids here, and little nieces and nephews. And it's just real nice, man. It just really is. I'm really enjoying myself. Do we have any callers to call in, D, or an ask for any of the racing reports, or we just randomly gave them to them?
Well, right now we're just waiting on to get five back up there finished. One guy here, I think, over the lane down there, I think he's laying up. As a whole, it's been a great day, man. It's been a great day of racing. And like I said, I just got breaking news of the last two lock-ins. It said Donnie was locked in with CJ now. But, man, that yellow Camaro, for those who don't know it, that's the Black Reaver of Chi-Town Most Wanted. And this yellow Camaro, two beautiful cars and two fast cars. And here you got Leon is locked in to run Vaughn and Tommy Gunn. So you see he's going to run Vaughn first. Rabbit just said to you guys, he's going to kill Vaughn, and he's going to take that and double up on Tommy Gunn. So I'm looking for some fantastic racing in a few minutes. I think they're signing them back up now as you see. Someone is signed up over here. Hey, man, I'm telling you, when I tell the fans it's been beautiful out here, it's been beautiful out here today.
Yes, indeed. These kids having a ball around here, man.
We got Bobby Cole in the last call. They said she was having this race. Bobby Cole is calling up from downtown saying she was having up here. This race, they have been racing so good today. They got a call from the top. We got Cole Kill in the house. Satire Most Wanted. We got, who is that ran? Gold Digger laying down a damn good pass. Man, we got some race cars out here. We got a $100,000 street car out here. Yeah, we even got a V6 Benz that ran as well as a Mercedes Benz. So I said some beautiful cars and some fast cars. They are here in my and mine today. If you're fast, you're here. If you want to race, you're here. If you don't get a race out here, like Miss Tony said earlier, don't get a race out here because you didn't want to race. It's got to be 500 cars if you're trying to get a race out. Go, Larry, can you talk to him for a minute? Give our fans something to go with. I'm going to walk around and see what else is happening back here in the back. I think I'll see Donnie back here trying to get into the back to actually what's going on with them, what time they can come. They got to stay
there. Yeah,
well,
I'd like to tell them about that race. That race that just went down between SBO and Johnny Quick. SBO is outstanding. He's outstanding, you know, and it's just kind of profound the way that car runs, you know. But like I said, you remember that prediction that I made? I made that prediction, and I ain't taking it back. I ain't going to take it back until it's got to feed me home. SBO is just what you would say dangerous. That's what I would say.
It looks, you know, like that your car, prediction going to hold true.
Yeah, that car is doing what it's supposed to do, man. You know. Yeah, I like to see him getting it in like that. Johnny Quickstar was doing what he was supposed to do too, you know. But unfortunately, when he hit that dirt, you know, he fooled around and he lost some cars and he ran into it. But I was glad to see him get out of that because I was on my way down there. But when we saw him got out of the car, we knew that he was okay, and that was I think that should have been the number one concern that he was okay, you know. And I'm glad it worked out that way as far as him being okay. As far as him messing his car or something of that nature, you know, I never want to see nothing like that happen to nobody. Because there's always that threat that's laying there during a period of time when an incident like that happened. You know, I even had the same thing happen with my little brother, you know, and when I seen the door swing open on him, you know, I knew everything was okay, even though I had to go and kill the power first before I was able to go and check on him, you know. But when I checked on him, I seen that he was okay, and all the questions that he was being asked, he was answering them properly, you know, by the paramedics. So, you know, it's just a good thing. It's a blessed thing, really. You know, but do we have any callers on the line?
I was saying, Uncle Larry.
Well, I couldn't, baby boy, you already know what's going on.
Where you at, Uncle Larry?
There's so much noise. There's so many cars.
Yeah, man,
know,
it's all over.
Kind of hard to hear.
Are you enjoying yourself, Uncle?
Man, please. I'll tell you what you do. Get me to leave here before the event is over. That's what you do.
Hey, be careful, Big Drag. Wherever Big Drag is, he needs to be fast.
I'll be right here. I'll be right here. As long as nothing happens to me, I'll be right here. I'm on my way over here now to take Leroy's son over here to the food guy. He want to go over here and get him something to eat on. So I'm going to take him home over here right now. I see CJ got his car straightened out, so he didn't got back in the staging lane again. But right now, I'll bet you that it's over.
Man, it's a lot
in the
stage, of
just the staging. In the staging, I bet you it's over 75 cars in the staging lane right now. You know. I'm glad to see I'm being willing to put in and come on out here and race. That's the number one thing. Yeah.
Back over that way.
Hold on for 1 second, baby boy.
Over there.
I'll be at. Yeah. Yes, indeed. So what's going on, baby boy? Talk to me, baby boy. Talk to me.
Fuck up, Tate. Bro, Tate said it's fine.
I didn't hear you, baby boy. Hello?
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, okay. This you, D?
Bro, bro, can I hear you?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up? You want to keep on here? Oh, let me tell you one thing. I don't travel home.
Can you hear me? Larry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. Bro, Tate just gave me a report that says that Don Yates and Big Time Racing is definitely about to run. They're running for 3,500.
Let me see what these children want like this.
I got this. Right now we got Don Yates.
Oh,
Don Yates doing the lane. Don Yates doing the lane in 30 minutes to run Big Time Racing. And for those that don't know, that's a yellow Camaro. They're doing the lane in 30 minutes. And they say they're running for 3,500. Not only these guys got fast cars out here, they getting good money out here. They bet more money than I get a year. But these guys actually doing it. They got some beautiful cars. Well, I said beautiful cars, man. These are some beautiful cars. Some great stuff. Trying to find me another guy to make the show that I'm going to be reporting. Brett. But it looks like that's what's going on. They're up in the trailer right now. Like the doctor is doing surgery and stuff, because I see a lot of jackets on. I'm on that. I see a lot of white jackets on. I could do surgery there. I'm gonna assume that what they get is true. And Big Time Racing is definitely good. He's got his charges on. He's got a parachute. Now he's got his game. He's on. He's not talking. I can get his game. There you go. There's gonna be one. I'm gonna get one. Now we're going to get another race. Man, we have race in here today. Last day race, and we have race in here today. We got Mr. Gunny riding somewhere, taking pictures. So for those that missed it, you can go to clocksoff.com and see everything that's going on. Those that missed it, those that came, those that missed it, we didn't for whatever reason might be they couldn't make it. So now I tell you, it's going on. It is beautiful out here. I say, I see Chuck got his car out here. Keith got that bad thing of his out here. The guy out here. Okay. You guys are getting it on. I think Leon in the stage, and they're going back to play like Leon, and then they're heading to the main camp. Getting back over here. Man, they got some of the golf carts out here. I think I'm the only one walking out here. Everybody else is riding. I got a report for you guys. Oh, we got Cold Kill up here. He broke his transmission earlier. Cost him a money, and he had another race locked in, but he can't race for it. I think he's going to try to come back next year. Yeah. I'm going to send it. Valeria, yeah?
No, he's still off. He's still off.
Yeah, he has great kids with him. So he's having a family day like he's having a full day. Just like Wimble, I thought he was starting to race him back up. I see the car still down there. So, man, when I see they trip this track and take beautiful care of it, I would come to, which I've been here many times before, but I wouldn't mind coming to this track anytime tonight, man. It's a beautiful, supposed to bring the family, kids too. And just have yourself a ball here. I said for those that didn't make it, man, we definitely understand those that couldn't make it. I got old Grammer Bo here. I got old Grammer Bo here. He another guy with a race car from Chicago. He used to be fast. I don't know what he's doing now. I guess he's working on his car. Yeah, I know one of my guys here from Chicago. He's got a street car today, but he left his race car at home. He brings fast car today, but he's one of the guys that's been racing a long time. And I got old Grammy Boat here hollering about interviewing him. We're going to talk to him in a minute. He's going to do something. He's another guy with a beautiful car in the city of Chicago. Man, you know, there's a lot of cars here that guys from the south will even get a chance to see. Most of the race right here in the city. But next race it appears to be Leon and Vaughn. That appears to be the next race that's going to take place. So, Triple Major Nears, see if we have any guys on the line that's calling in. I probably won't have too many calls, I think, because it appears to be the everyone is here. So, those that don't call in, they're already here. It is packed, ladies and gentlemen. It is packed. And it's 8:30 at night, and I don't think when it's left, it appears that everyone that came through the gate is still here. Only problem I hear is the muskie. They trying to fight a little bit. Other than that, everything is good out there. That appears to be one of the problems that we might even encounter out here today. Is the fact of Joe Biden. Other than that, man, I'm going to tell you, it's been lovely. I hear these. I think you're on the microphone getting ready to open the stage and let me back up right now. Walking back this way. Thank God, yeah, back in that trailer. Walk back this way. So I can give you guys a more in-depth report of what's happening here. Got one car here. A burden moving, I said, beautiful.
Hey, guys, give him a minute. He just dropped. Here he is. He's right back. Give him 1 second.
Kevin.
Your mic is open. Hey, D, you back?
Yeah, let me show in. Am I in? Hello?
Your mic is open.
Hello?
Your mic is open, D, your mic is open.
I hear you. Okay, I'm here.
You might have to start walking around, so you might start walking around because you're getting a bad.
Okay. Am I in a good spot?
Go ahead. Yep, you're on.
Trying to stay around the staging lane here. Sorry for that. For that inconvenience there, ladies and gentlemen. But we got Big Drag in the house. I got my 35, 40-year friendship here. Big Drag is here. Mr. Drag, have you enjoyed yourself today?
Oh, man, I've been up in them bleachers, kick back.
You've been having a good time today. Have you seen a lot of racing today?
Yes, sir.
They have been. I'll tell you, guys. If you didn't enjoy yourself here today, you're going to enjoy racing. Anyone who loves racing should be here in this house. Those that couldn't make it, we were saying. But I promise, it has been some racing here today. We're trying to wait on what we're doing right now. We're trying to wait on Don Yee to come around. CJ is here, talking Lotus. We're trying to wait on Don Yee to come in. But if I came in, they find these cars up. They got these four cars around. So I try to move it to the spot where I can hear you guys. Give me a little bit of a bad here. I might, you know, drop it, but I will be back. If it happens, drop a call. We'll be back in. He's caught him just. The announcer has caught him just crazy right now, so you have to get a report. But if you stop it. You can have a report in a few minutes. He's got the track up and running. The track is up and running. So he's actually just waiting on the street, on the track sweeper to make it back down this 1520 and get out the way so he gets the car back in. Staging lane is loaded. The staging lane is loaded. No one has left. No one has left this track. I think even the guy that wrecked the car, I see it here. Talk to my producer here, the one fired up behind me here. I think that's Young Money just fired up. He got something going here. It definitely sounds good. I feel that it sounds good. Leon, he's cocked and ready. I think he has hurt his car, but he said he wants to race. Okay. After he got to run with the engine hurt. He's locked in to run Vaughn with a bad motor. That's the man that wants to race. If your car is hurt, and you're going to race anyway. That's what I thought. That's a true girl's race reaction. He's been there, stock ready and loaded. Let's talk to my producer, see if we have any calls here. Hopefully I can see you guys. Is there anyone with your hands up way down? If so, open up the mic and let me see what they're saying. I see Minnie here. I think Minnie ran earlier. I don't know if it was a shakedown run, if he was actually running for money. But damn man, he looked good. That small run really looked good working. We got a junior now out here. He ran a couple of races here. We got Big Sam here. We got Chris Newton here. Chris Newton and team. Oh, Killer is here from this car. Yeah, he broke his train, and he's going to run again with the broke train. He's going to run just that bad. These guys are starting to raise even with their cars. Hurt. So for those that's from the South that think that we need them or that they are not raising him, he can get some more out. Now, these guys are racing. These guys are racing.
All right,
man, racing.
See, I'm back with you. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
All right, bro.
I'll look up the line. Take care of.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. Actually, I'm trying to stay in one spot. I was moving around, and they couldn't hear me anywhere. I'm trying to stand here now. I got a good spot. I was feeling they got down here. The doctor's in the house over there. So you're doing a little minor surgery on him right quick.
Yeah.
He's coming. He's on the stage, Elaine.
Ah.
So, I said, down here, so they're doing a little minor surgery on him. But he's coming to the stage, Elaine.
That is pretty interesting to me, because them boys, big time, they didn't put some work in, man.
He said he
put some work in, too, man. They really shocked me, you know.
Maine ain't going to be easy for them to look like. See that Maine is laying down a path. He's got that car on the stream. Now he is on the stream, but there's going to be some humming going down through there in a few minutes. I can tell the fans there. There's most definitely going to be some humming going down here in a minute.
Ain't neither one of them playing getting out through there. That's for real.
Track is working good. They got no one today. I've talked to no one that had a complaint about the track. But the track is looking good. Cars are looking good. Yes, sir.
Hey, D and Uncle Larry, you got Cadillac Joe. Cadillac Joe is alive.
Cadillac Joe, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on with it, man? I want to know, man. Man, I just want to say one thing, man. This is all I want to say to the listeners. Hey, man, welcome to the Uncle Larry and Big D show, man. Y'all need to be here, man, because these cats up here getting down. The cat like them made a pass. You know, I made them so fast. I got the shakes, man. I really need a drink, but I don't drink. So, I'm finna see if I can get back in this thing and come up there and just burn me some more rubber, man. Because I'm having a great time, man.
I'm sitting in the staging lane waiting. I've been looking for you. I saw you make a pass. And when I said look good, that baby look good. I saw you make a pass. I'm trying to figure out what was your pitch. And I didn't see your pitch, but I'm sitting in the staging lane.
I'm all the way on the end. I'm all the way on the end, man. There's so many people out here, man. I had to park all the way down on the other end.
Well, I ain't mad, but... It's a house. He got a house out here.
Everybody's
in racing here. Those that's not here because they couldn't make it. And when they couldn't make it, they wanted to be here, they're here.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the house.
They doing what they do, huh?
And right. They doing it. Well, they got what's
y'all
going
know.
On out here. That's the month.
That's it. Hold on one second. Hey, y'all, hold on one second. I got to help this guy.
Kelly looked real good, man. Kelly Fast, he looked real good. I mean, real good. Guy, he looked real good. He was a blast, and man, like he was grind and get there in a hurry. CJ is like a 747 taking off when he left. So, like I said, I'm waiting to see Vaughn and Tudor come around. You got the old man Ray out of retirement. And they brought him out to the Powerton for him today. The old man ain't drove in a while, like he done missed a beat. You know, like he missed a beat. So it's been some racing, and there's about to be some more. And there's been some racing that has taken place here today. Larry, you there? Bro, Larry, you there? Bro, Larry, you there?
Here.
Hey,
Peter,
hold,
he must
want to
mute real quick.
Yeah, I didn't hold it down. I'm going to walk over here and see if they didn't even get the car, if he didn't bought the car. Trying to see what the hold is. I want to go over there and see what Grind and Power are doing. Like they're trying to work on the rim. Like they're trying to get some more action going in the rim one time a day. They annihilated someone here earlier. They annihilated a Mustang here. Looks like they're trying to get back. Looks like they're trying to get back to the line with somebody. It looks like I had one car here. I thought he was Puerto Rican Peters in the house. He's here with Lenny and him. And he got them looking good. Looking damn good. Got some beautiful ladies in the house. Ladies, hello, ladies. We have beautiful ladies in the house. For those who want to look at the women, it's a place to be. Why you want to be ladies?
Hey, D. Hey, D.
Yes, sir.
Hey, D, did you see that? You see that LTD run today?
FBO?
No, I said you see that LTD, that gold LTD corduroy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw the blue.
No,
the blue?
A gold color.
The Fordham?
Yeah, Fordham LTD, Ford, LTD.
No, I missed it. I heard it was here. I haven't seen it run yet.
You couldn't hear that thing roar. When that thing took off, and shoot, that thing went out of sight.
Yeah, I heard Junior say, Junior told me it was here earlier. He was looking for somebody with it. He didn't go to war with it, but I missed the run. I missed the running. But I know he's looking to go to war with it.
So you say Boss and Leon
going to get down, huh? Boss and Leon going to get down. And Daye and CJ. And CJ ran... CJ ran Chuck here a couple weeks ago, up in Jolliet. Not Jolliet, he ran Chuck here at Big Sam too. And
right.
CJ beat Chuck. So now he's going over down here. He beat Chuck, so he's going over down here today. When I tell you CJ on the swing, man, he's on the swing. I mean, he on the swing.
Yeah, Young Money Boy, you guys have a new car?
Round and Power run good. Round and Power is damn good. They got the street sweeper back up. Like they said, that one back up now. The street sweeper, they threw sweeping. They're chucking them if you make it on the back up. So they threw the cleanup. Yep.
Whoever's not here, they missed a hell of a show.
Man, I tell you, they missed a show.
Them boys up there racing.
Yeah, I just get a report. I filmed it ran Chuck. I just got a breaking news that says Chuck is getting ready to run someone too. Yeah, Chuck is going to run, and now he is about to run to get a beat Chuck. So I guess they figured they get their chance to run out the way. Not even to put the real horse out there. I see you on swing. That boy got Chicago more water on swing. Today, down here, look at that. That's me. They looking good. Now they looking good. When I say looking good, man, they looking good.
Yeah. Daniel did look
good. Yeah, he looked real good. I mean, he looked real good. And the thing with that is, you know it's more in it because it's just a takedown run. But you know it's more
right.
in it. They closed down the Super Bowl. This record about to open back up. This record about to open back up, and they finna do this too right here.
Yes, sir.
They didn't come all over in 13-20. They didn't come from pass at 13-20. They back up here to 6 the margin pass. They're definitely about to open back up. Record about to open real quick. And when they come up, you're going to be able to hear some crowds, That's really making hard.
Number one slouch and Lil Tony
put
a good show, and
Clocksaw,
they put a good show on today.
They definitely put a good show. We got Clocksaw t-shirt here for those that want a t-shirt. Let me check on that. Oh, price.
See,
Gunny, see what the, I think it's $10. I don't want to say for sure, but I think, so don't quote me on that. But I'm going to see Gunny. I know he's here. I'm listening to call in any minute. I want to see Gunny where I can get a fight to give you a fight. That's what I think. We got Puerto Rico P. Is that America? Is that America, Inc., folks? Puerto Rico P. Is that America? America? Is that America? America? I've got it here. We got Puerto Rico P. out here with his body. Big old healthy dog looking real good. He's supposed to be racing someone. I don't know who. Man, they got $100,000 Toyota, I think, out here.
We got the crew
involved. It's a beautiful car. And he just made 11 seconds out with that.
With the
yeah, yeah, they're doing a real good job. Puerto Rican Pete looked good earlier today. I would like to say Aaron with the brown boot from Detroit, he looked excellent.
He looked excellent.
He has engaged. He has engaged. He is one
to reckon with. I'm going to tell you who else looked good. I think he heard the
time
was
Jim. But Jim looked good. Yeah, Jim looked good. And
Johnny Cook, he will be back. Bobby McGee is here. He laid down a good pass. They got 84-5. He's still laying it down. Track is through sweep them. Just wait them to come back to their lane. Boy, they had one problem is they all day, and that's for every track. That's just too many cars crowding around the staging lane. That seems to be the only problem they've had. They kind of kept that pretty much under control. So as a whole, it has been totally under control. Very good show. The series, do you not mind coming back through? Do you mind bringing your kids?
Excellent stuff for the kids. I have had no one yet to walk up and tell me he's not enjoying it today.
Young Money here for a show today. They got beat, but they made a good run.
Did you see the car Young Money got?
Who?
New car Young Money got, the parking one.
Yeah, Money is very early. They got a couple of cars here. They took a whooping earlier. They lost.
Yeah,
they're not
running
new cars.
They're not running it, but they got it out there.
It's out here. It's a beautiful car. It's not completed yet. It still got some work to do to it, but I tell you, it's a beautiful car. Man, it is a beautiful car. It is past beautiful. It's a new word for it. Webster hadn't even thought of it. It's not so much. A carbon fiber car. Is a beautiful thing to look at. Down here, just passed back out of the trailer. It just brought down here out the trailer. So it won't be long. It won't be long before we will get inside the season racing. Yeah, $10
seat out
here. Terrell has problems. Terrell has ran a couple of times a day, but he has problems with the car. got a good run off, and then he didn't. He got a good run, and then it wouldn't. But whatever the case might be, with he's had a little fight of problems with it. But he's working at it. He hasn't given up. He's still trying. In fact, he's in the stage of landing somewhere. He's been working on it. We got Jaws here.
Yeah, I'm right here with you, dude.
Okay. Yeah, we got Jaws here.
Yeah, I was around too much, you know, noise and stuff. I had to go on mute. Sorry for being a poor host tonight, man,
right.
But AB, you see what's going on out here, man.
I'm
passing a concession stand, and the line is all the way down to the concession stand, D.
Oh, Terrell. Are you guys all right? Now, that's in 3 levels. They're going to race. He said they're most definitely going to race. It's going to be some race. Oh, we got Puerto Rican Pete that's just locked in. So, got my son. And Puerto Rican Pete is about to run. He's going to run this bus and they call it home. But they're waiting to get bus to the gate. They're like game buses here. They're waiting to get in. I'm telling you what's happening with Terrell. I see he's here. He's been, like I say, the problem with it, he's been fighting that thing all day, trying to get it right, you know? Trying to see if he got it right, if he's been forced to give up for the day. Larry, are you enjoying yourself today? Brother.
What did you say, B?
Have you enjoyed yourself today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm still am. I'm waiting for him to start bringing his line down, man.
Leon,
that's what I'm waiting on now.
Yeah. Leon said he's done wrong. In fact, Leon is putting his bottles right now.
Hey guys.
Hey. Yeah, come on, goddamn.
Yeah, see that. They calling the grudge racers to the stage lane right now because the grudge racers has priority over just racing. So if you got a grudge race, they want you at the stage lane right now, and these boys is running to get here. They say there's me a lot more grudge racers locked in. What you said there? I hear you, but I didn't hear the thing. Can you bring it back? They're calling Vaughn and Leon. They're calling Vaughn and Leon to the stage lane right now.
Yeah,
Vaughn and Leon is being called to the stage lane. The track is clear. The doctor has given them orders to go. So Vaughn and Leon has ordered a water box. So ladies and gentlemen, it will be on. Yay. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second here. Let me see. Yeah. Hold it down here a minute. I can get a good boy quick. He's calling someone. Who you racing right here? Dan.
No, man.
I'm sorry. Who you think you're racing?
Man.
He's trying to run, man. How you guys running? Good. Are you ready? Yeah, down here is just in confirm he is most definitely going to run man spray to spray. He's running today. He's about to now. Do you expect this to be close? He said he don't think it's going to be close, ladies and gentlemen. He looking annihilated. He said he don't expect this to be close. They're about to get in. He's most definitely going to win. So here right here. Talk to me.
Hey,
dude,
who you got for that race?
I'm going to Chi-Town most wanted. Chi-Town ran him a few weeks ago. He ran with Chuck. I think it was just a pick.
We're going to start something new tonight. We're going to do some online betting. Online betting. Gee, I bet your dollar that man get it.
You said we're going to do some online betting?
Yes, sir. I'll bet you a dollar that man gets it.
Who you got between man and Danielle?
I'll take man for a dollar.
going to take man for a dollar. Dollar bet. We put there, that's locked.
Yeah.
Uncle Larry,
that's
Uncle Larry, want to get in that?
Uncle Larry, you going to be the post-up. Uncle Larry, you going to be the post-up BP. The dollar is locked. Who you want between
You want me to ask Leroy the same question, D?
Yeah.
You got
Leroy.
Who are you taking?
Leroy.
Let me hear Lux
there. We on the show live, and they want to know who you like
man
between Donye and Man.
Man, a young man.
He said that's hard.
He said too hard to pick.
Yeah.
I got Big Ty here. Another racer that's been around a long time, and man been racing and had race cars and a fan of racing. Big Ty, who do you think gonna win this race between Man and Donye? Okay, that's one for Donye. Big Ty, do you think Donye gonna get away? Do you think it's gonna be close?
It's gonna be a good race.
Big time, he looking for Donye to gap him. He said he think Donye going to gap him. He think Donye going to gap him. That's another one making me bet. Yeah, I make a little security on my bet there. So, and he's been Leon Lewis. So, he's got one win, one loss. He said he don't think Leon going to get out of the track. But they run the track down now, so we definitely see some more races. We most definitely about to see some more races. I see they got the spray hose, and when they start spraying, that means they're about to race.
Yeah,
I've seen that car all four times. It's growing. Yeah, I see all four times to the grass. It was white. Yeah. This Kyle Leon guy here, I was telling my son, I seen this Kyle Leon all four tires to the ground. Kyle Leon said, don't go all right. But brothers, ladies and gentlemen, they are calling him to the stage tonight as we speak. I see Vaughn coming in. It won't be long now. Vaughn is coming in. Okay, they just stopped the grudge race for a minute. They said they got to finish the shootout first. So they're making them back up like this. Okay, now they're in grudge lane. Grudge races in 5 and 6. So they seem to have a problem here on the alignment of what lane they're supposed to be in. But I think they're going to get it straight. Yeah, they're going to get it straight. They're going to get straight. It looks like Leon is in his car. Well, he was in his car. He didn't stop now. But he was in his car. He's suited. Leon is suited. In fact, he's about ready to go to war.
I just want to, hello.
No, they got the money.
Well,
it's there.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing, that's it. He was talking up.
You need to shut the fuck up, you grown folks is talking.
I got a good question for all y'all. Who y'all picked to take this cash home?
You know what, man? We got one for Kellogg. Got one for Kellogg. Then Kellogg's going to take this 10 stacks home. I tell you what, whoever gets home will have a good day. The money is here. The money is here. And they see it.
Hey.
They see it got a lot of cars left in the lane. Who we got there? Bro Larry, you there?
Yeah, he's there.
He's over there somewhere. I saw three legs. I guess it comes to the meeting.
He's looking for me. They
stole.
Right. I got spots.
Yeah.
D.
Yes, sir.
Can you get into the meeting? We'll knock you out if you go to the meeting and we can hear what they're saying.
I wonder what they're going to kind of ask them. Walk out their way inside a fridge and move too far.
Okay.
Just push my head so I don't even know I'm still on. I'm going that way. Yeah, I'm going that way as we speak. Yeah, you got the...
Okay.
Yeah, they're having a meeting with the drivers here. And we got a group over here getting their stuff together. I guess they're going to get ready for this race again. Let me get up here so I can see exactly what they're saying here. Actually, they have dispersed the meeting. So whatever they had to say, they done said it. And the meeting is over. Three of us is walking back towards me, so the meeting is over. All they left to do now is get this shootout back on the wall. The Tony started to come down and get them off the wall. Trying to get them on the other side of the wall, so we can get this thing back going. Yeah, they done broke the meeting up, so the meeting is over. But Rabbit's walking right here like he just quaked and put their thing with someone. He said, Leon ain't got a team. Rabbit said he don't look for this to be close. He's going to gap Leon. It's my producer there. Can you tell me who you have in the Leon and Vaughn race? Trying to get my producer to give me $1 bill. I'm telling you who he got, Leon and Vaughn. Who he want?
He got Leon.
My son said he's been with Leon.
Huh?
My son said he's been with Leon in the Leon and Vaughn race. Well, he just closed a bet. So he's betting. He that punk is gambling. He said they never money. That punk said they never money. He just closed once. He's got Leon against Vaughn. One thing for sure, when Leon turn it loose, every mosquito patches there, it will be dead. The mosquito, he's definitely going to kill the mosquito when he turn it loose. Most definitely going to kill the mosquito. He's going to kill the mosquito. That's for sure.
Hey, D.
Yes,
D, you ain't right. You ain't right, John.
Right.
You ain't right.
He's going to kill Elvis left. I'm probably going to kill the mosquito. That's scary part. My son is it. Yeah, I'm the old man.
Y'all look pretty good
life, man. He do, but that old man ain't going to be playing. That old man ain't going to be playing.
You put it down so close, and I can outmuscle you.
It's going to come down to what Leon smoking. The thing with Leon, I think they're going to blast on now is the fact that Vaughn won't be able to see how to get to the finish line. I really think the biggest advantage Leon gonna have is that if Leon can nudge him off the line, Vaughn won't be able to see where he's going. Because he's gonna smoke the track up. He's just gonna smoke it up. We got one brother that's in the bed that Rabbit gonna treat Leon. And he said Leon's not gonna get around it. He's got confidence in it, old man. And brothers and sisters, you all that don't know Rabbit is just from the west side. They have a car called George and Brooks. Dodge lovers. But when I tell you, old man can drive, he's been driving for years, and he's still damn good at what he does. He will pull a 3-down on you. So when you come to the stage and lay against Rabbit, you better be on your game. Or you're going to get left.
You know what they say about rabbits, don't you?
Run. Well, here they come. Here they have fired these cars up, and they're on their way. They done fired them up, and they are definitely coming back to the stage. Like, we definitely going to see some more races. I heard them say they wanted to break Wick's record of 20 grudge races. And I'm telling you, if it hadn't been done, it will be shorter. Because the station lane is full for grudge races.
It was packed. We got a goat coming to the line.
A judge against an 81 caliber. Judge against the booth. Let's see what happens here. They're in the box. Judge in the box. The boo is in the box. They're trying. in the stage lane. We got 2 million shots in the stage lane. We got 2,000 people in the stage lane. Let's go. The judge sounds good. It sounds real good. This book sounds like. I don't know who this is in his mouth, but he's winning.
That's
on the judge.
That's Stockton Gene from Pontiac, Michigan, both from Pontiac.
The two men with the primo door,
That may not be Stockton.
The judge is three stations and here. Yeah, it's Judge Freedom. It looks like he's gonna hold him off. It's all the judge. The judge has won that. It's a beautiful costume, but oh, that man, go to Clocksoft, Clocksoft.com, and look at this piece. It will be posted. The judge has won that race. In the lanes now, we have a blue and silver Nova coming in against a Trans Am. Got a new Trans Am.
Is the orange Nova? Orange Nova?
It's a blue and gray, blue and silver. Blue is two silver stripes. That would sound good. That would sound real good. We got Bob McKee in the same day. Trying to run again. My car runs good, man. That's going to run damn good. No budget for them. That's Nova. The Nova looks real good. It's like a real good hot hill here. They're trying to clear the stage land up here. Everybody wants to see it up close. Everybody wants to see it up close. Mike. We got the sweeper trying to get back out the way here. Set it down for a minute. What we got? We got a guy that broke down. I think the boot broke down. Team Pontiac wins. I believe that Pontiac is brown. Found.
Which one?
It's a dude. It's a dude.
That's
Chemo.
No, it's a red judge out of Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah, it's like a. Yeah, it's like an orange red looking Pontiac.
Yeah,
the old Nova sounds good here. Yeah, the old Nova sounds good here. He's that water here. He doesn't be saying he's waiting on his Pontiac to come in now. We got a Pontiac Trans Am against a Nova here. Well, they're about to go in. Got one free stage, one way to come in. So the Trans, I want to bump in. Nova is in. Trans, I want to bump in. Haven't bumped in yet. Nova backing out now. We got Pro Star. We got guys making attractive paths out here. The Nova's back in. Nova's back in. We're waiting on the fight to bump in. I don't know who I'm pulling beside him. But, I don't know if he's going to go to the blast. He's going to pull him beside him. Right now we got what's getting left. Now he's gonna make a solo blast. He's in the lane by himself. He may be sitting in the bubble. Look, he's gonna make a solo blast. That car runs real good. That runs damn good. Like he's leaking oil here. It looks like Bobby is gonna be caught off the line. Cause it looks like he's leaking oil. Yeah, but I think they got to bring him back. It looks like Bobby has the oil. He's not gonna get the. Yeah, look at that. He can't stop him. He won't let him stop him. I hope he's making down safely. Got two heavy hitters coming to the line here. Two heavy hitters. Later, brother, you know who's driving this white Mustang here? Let's find out who these guys are. See, who is that?
Michigan boy.
Who is this?
Chicago boy.
We got Chicago. He said Chicago going to win it again. We got Chicago against Michigan. Who you been there? Look that way. We got a Chicago boy against a Michigan boy here. Black Mustang against a white Mustang. The other Michigan, my son is taking Michigan. He's going against the grain. He's going against Chicago. My son, he's going against the grain. You better leave him here. Leave him here in Michigan.
You'll leave him here?
We might leave him here. Because he want to go against the grain. He never been with you. We might just drive off because we're going to get some gas right back. And I get him back to Chicago up the line. TTP. TTP Precision somewhere. I don't know who this guy is in Tennessee. So I get him back to off the line for something. Whatever the case might be.
Hey, look, it's just water. Don't freak out. My water's going. Yeah, but
he said it's just water.
It's water from the air cooler.
He said it's just water from the air cooler. That's a problem.
It's Bobby in front of you, in the blue car.
Okay, it says water from Bobby, so dealing back at this stage, man. Nice looking car, please. It's from Chicago. What's the name of the guy, bud? Lucas. Oh, this is Lucas. He was talking about him earlier. We get rid of later Mustang. He's about to run this white Mustang. White Mustang run earlier. Clear runs good. Keith, you guys ready? You guys ready? He did him back down. He had the trailer. They said they ready. They said they shoot the track again. We got some water on the track. They're gonna shoot the track again. Gotta be safe first, man. They gotta be safe. Gotta be safe first. At all costs, you want to keep it safe. You want to get this racing up on me, you want to keep it safe. Precision Turbo Boost. We got two parachutes on him, but he's going to try to lay it down. Just one won't stop him. So he needs a devil up. Brother Larry, you there? Brother Larry, you there?
She's still on. He might be on mute.
I hear him. Hopping the heat over here. Music on. Set the cars down was kind of helping out a little bit. But the music is going on. Got a thousand guys here from surrounded.
It was good to see
Chemo
today.
He, in fact, Rick, he must be. He's right somewhere. I just told him. He's 200 pounds over me, and he got a bone. How is he finding the bone that case? He said he got to know what trailer to go to. I guess he knows what trailer to go to. Every time I look up, I'm just been with Chicago. My son says he want to go back home, so now he switches a bit. I guess he heard me say we're going to leave him here. So now he's going to switch it back to Chicago. So he's going to go with it. Who is this guy? Yeah. Yeah, this guy got a good pass off earlier. BMF Racing. Wicked Quick. He got a good pass off earlier. He ran a Turbo GT or a Turbo GT at the wall. He was actually looking to see someone to tell me a Turbo GT is all right. I never heard a report on him. So I know he hit the wall earlier. Hey, Victor, I can forget drag racing. He was racing earlier. Now he's got a young lady called. I mean, he's got a lot of racing. Fun of him, man.
Turbo GT hit the wall today?
Turbo GT hit the wall early, so it's kind of half the car went over the wall. So we haven't got a report on what he's doing now. Yes, sir. I mean, go ahead, Larry.
Was that Cadillac like Joe?
Cadillac like Joe was on the line with us.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, yeah. I know. Cadillac,
I'm right here.
Cadillac, you going to make another pass, mate?
Huh?
Are you going to make another pass, mate?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I thought you gonna make another pass tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make another. I'm in the lane now. It's just man, it's do out here, and I'm in the lane. I'm way back.
You said you're in the lane.
I'm trying to see how this thing gonna see what's going on with it a little bit.
That's the locket.
Yeah. A center, man, like everybody that would be is still here.
Yeah.
I don't think no one has left. Yeah, like I said earlier, I don't think the car under the wreck has left. We have only a few accidents taking place today, which is a blessing. But I don't even think they done left. Like, they still here. No, like, instead of leaving, I think cars still coming in place of leaving. Yeah.
Hey, you must be getting
the
eyes with the money or something.
Is
that big boy there?
That's Danier and someone is talking, trying to see what they're going to
do.
They ain't in the lane.
I'm trying to figure out what the car I just saw go through there. Was that tell that joke?
I say he's in the staging lane. I don't know what he's doing. He says he's in the staging lane. Can't see where he is, but he's definitely in the staging lane. I'm trying to get over here. What's up with you? I'll take it down here.
Hey, D.
Get her.
I'm in the staging lane. Over here by the hot dog place, by the concession stand. My man in the front of me with the mini bike, he just got started. So I'm
okay,
gonna come
I'm trying to come that way. My son just informed me that he wants to bet with Maine, so he don't think down here he can get away. He wants to bet with the big car. Now here you go, I believe he got his 1,000 on. Maine got like 1,600 on. If he can bet with something, they can put a front down. But there's always such an option too, but I just think they shook it down with, I really think they did a down test for Chuck. And they're going to come back with their horse to try to get redeem their money back. I like they're betting more money today. Kenneth, you said you back to the casino, you're saying?
Yeah, about 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's they're telling me they got their grill going.
Oh, man, they tell me you can't even get a race. I can't get a...
I tell you, some beautiful cars out here, ladies and gentlemen. There's some beautiful cars out here. There's a white bonnet out here with a blue stripe one. Got the blue stripes going down the hood, man. This car is so beautiful. Talk about a 70 Pontiac. This is one of the most beautiful cars I've seen all day. This beautiful car that just meets today. The 70 Camaro here in line. It's a beautiful car. Trying to make it back here with Cadillac. Yeah, he's back here somewhere. He said we got 5 grudge races in a row after this here. Cadillac, you there? Cadillac, yo.
Yeah, D, I'm here. Where you at?
Yeah, I'm coming down. I got a blue Camaro here in front of me. I got a baby boy here, and I got a Lack right here.
What's up, baby?
What's happening with you?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'll tell you what they're
doing. I don't fight
no suck. Yeah, there you go. Well, I asked that with you, keep trying to tell you about it. Yeah, they still got a lot of cars in the staging lane, bro. They still got five growth races back to back after the wooden race took place. They got these two Mustangs flying now. Yeah, so they got five growth up there. And for those that don't know Cadillac Joe or haven't seen his car, I'm sure Gunny will have him on clock stop after tonight. This is one beautiful Camaro. You want to see the beautiful Camaro, y'all gonna know this here. This man has got a beautiful car here. The car is blue. It's got like gray clouded black and blue stripes on the side. The Camaro SS. He got some first Goodyear Eagle setting on it. The car is astronomically clean, man. For those that haven't seen Cadillac, they will get a chance to see him on the Gunny Show. Gunny, I'm sure Gunny will have him on clock off after today. And runs like hell. He's not just
he's a
beautiful car that can ride. He's a beautiful car that can ride.
I just found out he just came down here and told me. There was Cadillac Joe that went down through there.
Yeah, I'm back here with him now. I'm looking at his car, man. He got a beautiful car. He's got a half gray.
I say the Lord blessed me with a beautiful car. The Lord.
He said the Lord has blessed him with a beautiful car.
Don't get it twisted.
He said, do not get this. In other words, what are you telling you? Whatever you do, do not leave the Lord out, because without him,
amen,
it would not be
us. Amen, amen.
And when I say this man got a beautiful car, I don't see a fault in nowhere. I want you all to go to Clark's office and look at this car after that. I'm pretty sure it'll be posted after that. I want you all to go to Clark's office and look at this. I got to get back in the front. I got to call this race. Got to see who's next.
Semi-final round, B. Semi-finals.
Yeah, this is semi-finals here. It's saying in fact, after this run, they're going to bring five grudge races back to back.
Five grudge races.
Yeah, they're going to bring five back to back. I tell you, Kelly got a beautiful kind of fans. He is no slouch. They're going to bring five grudge races after this one. Not one, not two, not three, no four, but five. Back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very exciting. They got the DJ out here bumping good music all day. Man, it's just been great. I mean, you just can't complain about nothing that's going on here today. Anyone that complains about something here today is not a true grudge racer. If you're a true drag racer, you have no complaints about nothing. And I mean, nothing that's taking place here. You pray for those that lost their car. You pray that they didn't get hurt. And just enjoy what you're seeing. We got this black Camaro Precision. I think it's Precision Turbo out of Chicago. And we got this white Mustang that's about to get it on.
Yeah.
I'm
going to sit here and I'm going to watch all this, D. I want to see who's going to carry that cash in the grill.
You going to see
the
captain? They're coming to the staging beam right now. It won't be a matter of mid-second, this should be over.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming through, they bumping in.
Yeah.
One and three.
One light.
Yeah, we got to go. Yeah.
Two
lights.
Lord, how much?
The white Mustang one, Chicago moved on.
Who in the world is that? Who's that over here on the yard?
Like Chicago moved on and lost
the first lane over here. Who's
lost
that?
I don't know who's driving the car. The white car's from Michigan. He just won the race. It looks like Chicago moved on him and they kind of lost it there for a minute. And Michigan got around there. It was a damn celebration. You got a DJ playing Easy E. It wasn't even crazy. And you guys want to hear something crazy? My brother just gave me for y'all. I gotta go pay it off. That's what's crazy. These guys are great. Where you at, brother? Brother, where you at? Hello, yeah?
I got a question to ask.
Okay.
Why is it that you have to keep asking people the same thing over and over when it's something that's so dangerous?
It don't make any sense. I can answer that for you. I mean, you know, I understand the excitement. They want to be up close. But they also got to realize it's an exciting sport that we love. But it's a very, very dangerous sport also. And we have to treat it as such. So we have to... We have a tendency not to treat this sport.
Today, didn't we?
I think we did, brother. I really think we did.
Everybody was running, jumping over the wall, and so far and so on. You know, they know it's dangerous then, but they don't know it's dangerous when they're enjoying
themselves. We have a tendency not to treat this sport as dangerous as it is. But it is very, very dangerous. Yeah, John, how's it going, my brother? Have you any questions for me? How do you like your event turned out so far?
Huh?
How your event turned out so far? How you like
it?
Your brother say he enjoyed him. He's still enjoying himself. Says the event turned out astronomical. Good. He's having a ball. Telling me to go give it some peace. Back to you, brother. That ain't what that's right. Tell him to give some peace. He says the event turned out beautiful. He's loving it. And I'm loving it for him. Yeah, Big Drag walking around the pit. He's just waiting to see somebody race. He wants to see a race up there and what to do. He's walking around the pit and say, who's going to race me? Yeah, that's what he would do. He wants to see a race up there. And killed by the brother. He's not by himself. Yeah, bro, Lenny. Lenny's in the stage lane now. And the white boy's saying, when they race.
The other one, the one on that side, red.
Okay, the black car, red lane. That's what happened. Actually, that's what happened.
Yeah,
Cold Killer still in the house. I don't. I'm sorry, it kind of happened there because he switched back from Michigan to Chicago. So he can work with a little piece of paper. Yeah. We got nothing from here. Killer, have you enjoyed yourself today? We got Cold Killer here in the house, ladies and gentlemen. He's here, really enjoyed himself today, even though he hurt his car. But he's here having nothing but fun while he's here. Killer, will you be back here for Danier race? He's telling me down here, he's going to be back for Danier race. So for y'all that don't know him or have not seen him, the Grady White, you want to see one of the fastest cars in grudge racing, be at Danier race next week. If you miss him there, we're going to try to give him a drag race the week, the day after that. But he said he don't know he's going to try to get him. I'm trying to twist him into saying he'll be there. You think he can make that event? He said he don't know, but he'll be here. So what we're going to try to do, we're going to try to get him to stay overnight. He got to go back home and make the race next. But you don't want to see a fast car. See Cole Killer run. The man is astronomically quick. He broke his car today, and then damn it won the race. They're having nice problems, I believe, with Teddy car here. These guys going to try to run again. You got to see them try to run. Brother Larry, can you hold them down for a minute? Because these cars, if they get out, if they wear these... Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Let me get back over here so I got it. Get my fans off here. They didn't come home and take the for now.
Vegas. Most guys, they don't know what a Vegas is, they seem to know. There you go. Pretty quick, Dave. You know what you're saying. You better admit, I'm going to give you guys another report here. These guys are racing, man. That's that racing. These guys are racing. You got Chuck here. I think Chuck got locked in race, too, if I'm mistaken. I just raced 9-2. Who you running? Gold Digger. Chuck said he's going to run Gold Digger. So, yeah, that's another drug racer locked in. He's going to run Gold Digger. Leon is in the stage lane now. And the Musketeers are signing back.
One guy, man.
Yeah, he's in the stage lane. He got a... Lenny Free Stage,
he
Lenny Free Stage. And they all.
I don't know what
happened, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, Chicago just won a race with little Lenny and Pete, Puerto Rican Pete now. But it looks like he's on the track now. Smoke is everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Smoke is everywhere. So he win the race like he lose the engine. That looks like what's going down right now.
This side, or was it on the side that Pete was on?
I really can't see right now. There was something with that car before they went to the line. They backed off the line and went back. And what they were saying was that it was on a race regardless. So they backed. They're back off the line. They're back. I'm down. Come down. They're going to have to clean this right now. So, I don't really know exactly what went down. I really know. What happened?
Oh, no. I see the guy.
Okay. They said Pete crossed over from the they said he hit the cone now. So, we got to get a little clarity here. But the track is spoke down. They got to clear the track out. And
they said who crossed over?
They said Puerto Rican Pete crossed over. That's what they're saying right now. Pete was driving Lennon's car for us. Said he crossed over the pit line. He got some of that people on the sideline. Really couldn't see what happened. That bomb fired up. The old man, the fat bomb. He's ready back. I think Vaughn and Leon's about to put the war. Vaughn and Leon's about to put a war. Vaughn and Leon are about to go to war here. Yeah, Rabbit is coming around.
I'm way away from
around.
You all, so.
I'm trying my best to Nick Chicken Minute, see what he's going to say. See if he's going to try.
I don't think he won the race.
He said Pete. Okay, so Chicago has won another. Chicago has won another. Pete has been declared the winner in that race. Now we got Leon versus Vaughn.
That's exactly.
You guys want to see an old man that can really put him in gear? Old man, yeah. And Drag said he told him about his drive, which I forgot about that. You're right. Rabbit was the driver of the century when Drag started driving. And the old man is still doing it. I mean, he can do it. Oh, he can do it. He's gonna pull the tree down. I bet he's gonna pull the tree down. If he lose, he's gonna pull the tree down.
Is that the race for the go off right now, Ben? Go off right now, Ben.
They're in the stage lane right now. They both is fired up. In the stage lane. Leon is running out, right? The old man is about to make it out.
He's cleaning them up.
And this is Leon and
20 Larry? Larry, yes?
Yeah. Oh.
What? They're about to get him in. They're definitely about to get him in. You got the old man versus Vaughn versus Leon. Leon's a damn good driver himself. You can't take anything from him. Well, I tell you, this old man is dangerous. That old man is dangerous. He is nothing to be played with on the sideline, and I do mean nothing. So he's going to flat bring it away from him. All Leon got to do is stay. The old man has stayed.
He's having him with the lights.
Yeah, Leon has stayed like his free light. His free stage light is out. Okay, now both lights are out. We got a little proper
okay,
light here now.
Reset it.
I don't know if he reset them or want them back off the line here. But we have to get the lights down.
Is Leon in the...
Leon will be in the spectator lane. Leon's in the spectator lane.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
Leon's in the spectator lane. Okay, we have Rabbit has free stage and we're back out. Rabbit has free stage. Lights are blinking. The lights won't stay on whatever reason. Might be having a problem with the lights. So they might run this old school way. They both have free stage. Lights are working
uh-oh.
Out.
Uh-oh.
Both have free stage. We're going to see something. Watch this old man pull the tree down. Leon has stage. The old man has stage. Jump down. The old man has jumped out of line. Old man has done this. Old man has done sweet little sweet territory doing. That old man is pulling three down again.
What happened there?
That old man is pulling three down on Leon.
What happened there? Hey,
D. That old man is pulling three down on it. Yes, sir.
I didn't see number one car.
You can't even win a car because Reverend
yeah,
ran to
I'm
front
I'm talking about you know, when it came down through the trap down there. I didn't see the one car.
Yeah.
I didn't see nothing else close to it.
Reverend is so fast. It looked like it was one car going through. What it looked like. It looked like.
Mm-hmm.
I told you. It's going to blow. I just said so. You listen to me. I just said
you.
Going to
blow up
and
make that one
pass. Oh, I just said hey, my son, Ben Leon, they going to make that one pass. I kept hearing he had no pass left in it. But no, bro,
man,
you don't see
that
one
old
car.
Man cut that tree down to the ground, man.
You don't see. You only see one car because the rabbit, the old man, was so far in front of Leon that you couldn't see it when he went through. All you could see was a cloud of smoke. But the smoke that you saw was Leon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, blowing away line. He has no idea why he went to line, other than hurt more than it already were, I guess, with his attention. Because he is done now. He ain't got to worry about it. Now they got a discrepancy going with the race that preceded that race because he has been declared the winner. Now they're saying he touched the cone. He never did touch the cone. So we're trying to see what happened with that race. In the meantime, we got two Mustangs in the stage lane to go to war again. We got Noe D versus someone here. I'm trying to see who this is, a red Mustang from Michigan.
Oh, well.
What a problem we have with grudge racing, drag racing. We have too many people trying to quote the rules of racing that don't know the rules of racing. That's one of the severe problems that we have with racing. We got a lot of people out here that don't know the rules of racing, and they're trying to the rules to racing. They don't know them.
We got the next, D.
We got Pete saying he did not lose the race. D is trying to get paid.
You said what, D?
They said Pete touched the cone, and Pete said he did not touch the cone.
Well, Tony, look, I'm trying to get a little clarity on this room. Yeah, human and people are trying to give and protect the exact rule. That's one of the problems you have today in this race. I don't know what's going on. So D,
what's really going on up that way?
Well, the whole hold up right now is Puerto Rican priest, they did not touch the cone, and the guy he ran saying he touched the cone. So he lost by track rules last week. He want to win by track rules this week. But priest said he did not cross the line. Greg is trying to straighten something out here.
That's what they
say.
Go look at the video.
Who got the ring light, Mike? Who got the ring light? Mike. Mike, who got the ring light? They said Pete got the ring light. Well, we got one guy that he's not saying off the race that he won.
And
They're trying to iron this out. Okay, do we have a break here? Do we have a break on that race?
Well, they said the track code is something.
The track never disqualified anybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I told my fans a minute ago, we got too many people trying to interpret the rules right. That don't know the rules. That's one of the problems we're having. Because I'm listening to them out, and I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 guys that are talking don't have his idea what the rules are. If the track does not disqualify you from a run, at the end of that run, if you have not been disqualified by the track, you cannot come back to the stage and get disqualified. You cannot do it. If you have made the pass and you was not red lighted, you was not disqualified in the run, somebody can't come back and later tell you you're disqualified. By the drag racing game. I don't know what they're going to do with this race. Yeah, I think Leon's going to go. Leon won't come back. I'm trying to get an interview with Leon, but he's somewhere on the working house. Rabbit put a tree on that.
If he leaves on the problem, we're
going to be trouble if he leaves on it. But I got a doubt. They said Leon has just been airlifted, ladies and gentlemen, to the nearest hospital. So he's going to get sold up. As of right now, the paramedics are with him, and they say an estimated 17 stitches is what he's going to need. That's what they estimated right. He's going to need about 17 stitches. So. Well, whatever the problem is with that race, I believe they got it ironed out, pretty close to ironed out, and now they're going to continue race. We got two Mustangs in the last three.
Okay, that's the one.
That's who?
Is that SDO?
Now, where's the last?
No, I was trying to figure out what's the SDO.
No, it's not SDO. We got a red Mustang here. That's not SDO. That's not SDO.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not him. No, that's not him. I don't know who this guy is, but it sounds good. That sounds good. But for those that didn't hear the report, they didn't get a report in here. Breaking news says Leon and the paramedic is in the plane. They're being airlifted. What's the nearest hospital? We don't know. We're trying to find the nearest hospital to take him to. But the paramedic, they estimate he's going to need about 17 stitches to close his ass up. So he's been laid down to rest. He's definitely been laid down to rest.
What are they
saying?
What are they
going to
do?
You all get ready to do?
We're in the race.
What's that, Michelle? You don't get disqualified in the race. You have to get disqualified 5 minutes after the race.
You can't do the Spotify like that.
See, that was that dog.
It's five minutes later, you can't do Spotify.
And this had us all
down,
bro. Now
you pay the punk out. Here's Justin Punk, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a rage. He got a punk out off, and now he wants to race again, so he's got to see a race. And this is one of the real hardcore racers that came up in the 80s. This man was raised, raised, and he dropped.
Damn, all right. I know.
And we're going to be gone. I'm trying to find that I can give this second interview because he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He's drunk. He's drunk. We got John A coming to the stage lane. Campaign in the stage lane. In the police box. I'm going to go over there. I can see it. They're in the police box as we speak. So we're going to get a. This is going to be a race in the center to the fastest guy in the grudge races. To the fastest car, they're grudge racing right now. It's in the same place. Now, can you get out the blow by blow report?
Can you get out the blow by blow
report here? They're trying to clear them out the way here. You got Maine in the lane and down here in the lane. Down here, Maine is in the spectator side. Got a yellow Camaro in the spectator lane. And brother, he can ride. Now I said run, he can run. We may be having a problem with that game, car. They're checking.
If you are testing and tuning, it's not going to happen tonight. If you are testing and tuning, it's not going to happen tonight.
Can you hear me, brother? Brother, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear someone.
I can hear you. I couldn't hear someone was talking to me, but I couldn't hear what he was saying. This is about to be a race up in here. And I think they're running about three or better. Keith!
Who's getting ready to line out?
You got Donye, and Maine. Yellow Camaro.
Oh, okay. They're going to hit the line now?
In the lane right now.
What's going to happen here? This is the one. They're setting him up, and these boys are ready to go to war. It won't be long. We're going to see something here. And this right here, so for y'all that's not here, go to Clock's House. Clock's House Radio. You will really see this race. Probably, if not tonight, you will definitely see it tomorrow. Clock's House Radio. We're gonna put everything that happened here today, we'll be on Clock's House. Clock's House Radio. We got T-shirts. I hope they have hats coming soon. So you can dress in our apparel as you fight drug racing at its best. Now, yeah, it's Persian. It's the one everybody has been waiting on. Right here.
It's the one they've been waiting on for today. One of them here. We have had some great ones. But this is one. This is what they call one of them. They're waiting on down here to run Cold Killer. And Cold Killer trans broke, so. Now you got Donye versus Maine, and this race was bound to happen. Maine beat one of his co-partners from Chicago Most Wanted a few weeks ago when he beat Chuck. So you knew this revenge race was going to take place. This is really what this is. This is down here trying to get revenge for Chi-Town Most Wanted. Donye is free stage.
One guy.
Donye is free. Maine is free stage. Young Years Crusade, Famous Crusade. Nobody wants to move. Nobody wants to move. Nobody wants to stay first. They're both just playing and waiting to see it. Young Years Crusade. Yeah. Race of the year, right now, as of today, just taking place. Down here in Maine, two of the fastest guys in grudge racing.
They moved on it.
Yeah. I told you about moving on.
Drag had key position before the race taking place. And whoever moved first. So to show you when you're great at what race, because Big Drag said whoever moved first would win. Now you move first, and ladies and gentlemen, that's who won the race. Like I said earlier, they lost to Maine a few weeks ago, so this was a get revenge race here. That was this was, a get revenge race. They got their revenge tonight.
That was
they
a
got
gap.
Their revenge tonight, I'll say.
That was a gap. The gap.
Can't nobody say it was a gap. Can't nobody say it was no gap. That was a tight race to finish. I mean, it was worth the price of admission itself. Which price of admission passed?
They talked about when you were humble down.
It was
I'm trying to get a little shot down.
Did you see what you wanted to see at that moment?
Yeah, it's
what he thought it was going to be. He said, Brett Freddy said it was exactly what he thought it was going to be. Brett Freddy, are you guys going to run anyone else? Brett Freddy said he's going to set up a race with Junior. Who with what car? They're going to run down your car again, but hey, remember, down your car is going to run again. So these boys are drag racing here. When I tell you they're racing, that's how most one is trying to get busy here.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Mr. Thomas, he's very happy for their race work. Most one is in the house today. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get ready to start putting him up in the tree.
Man,
he's
Young Jay's uncle. I got Mr. Keith on here. A personal friend of mine, we've been friends for probably 40 years now. This is Young Jay's uncle. And he had a suggestion for me, ladies and gentlemen. That was a revenge race, more so than a grudge race, because they beat one of the Chi-Town boys in Chuck here a few years ago. And they didn't like that. So they wanted all their money back with interest.
Did you get your money back with interest, huh?
He said they got their money back with interest, and they're going to go war again with someone else. We'll be reporting back in a few minutes to what's coming up next. That boy is dangerous. They cannot play that Camaro's talk. Probably when I tell you, Chi-Town Most Wanted is running. Chi-Town Most Wanted ain't nothing nice. He is laying it down. Let me keep that going. What now? So now, are you there? I think Cole Killer got to see something that he may not want to see here. They said if they're running, they don't run somebody else. Chicago just won. I went to do an interview with the winner of that race. Now, I just been informed by Big Drag Chicago and won another race. So it looks like we are 5-1 as of right now. Chicago is out front. We walking away with this hands off. We need to say to Michigan, we will be able to put them in the four house. Because Chicago is taking all this home. I got a Big Drag here on standby for me in case I have to talk off. Let me know who wins and who lost. Got, who is that, Rick? We got two Michigan boys. They got the time. God, so we got Michigan boys on each other. They really can't stand each other enough that easy. That's right. Hey, get away from some of the stars you guys give me here. I think these guys are ready to make a stand. And the stage ain't going to feel full, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's from fact. It's like no one has left. No one said no one moved, no one get hurt. It's like no one has moved. Cars, cars, and cars. As far as you can see, it's race cars. As far as you can see.
29.
You got what? People say you all going to run Yay against.
And I did it again.
Who is he going to run next?
Then
he's going to run again?
No. He was going to run Junior.
I think he's right. Okay.
Who's going to run? Gold digger.
Chuck is about to run gold digger. So Chicago's most wanted is back in line within about a 5-minute race to get them another victory. So they're not worried about a loss. They said they're going to gap him. They said they're going to gap him, man. So I will be sending the blow-by-blow descriptor to let you all know that Chicago's most wanted, my personal friend, Mr. Keith Palmer, of over 40 years, says he's going to gap this man one more time. So, Larry, can you hold it down for 1 minute? In the house. All Chicago had locked is just get it. So everyone in the city was out there on that list. Who's coming in there? We got a white and black Camaro coming in tonight. Look, very beautiful car. It's coming in right now. I don't know who, it's pump gas. Pump gas is one of the fastest cars you want to see, man. One of the fastest cars you want to see. He's about to park himself, man. That dude's going to run here, but. He's in the state. He's in the water box. Pump gas in the water box. Ready to do war. Ready to do war. Valeria, yeah? Valeria, yeah? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh. Boy, these guys are crazy out here. I'm telling you.
Hey! Hey!
We got through that now. So for Chicago versus Michigan, how you feel we about 6-7, aren't we? We got about, Rick, the same way I think. We got about 6-7 races up on them right now. I really don't think they can catch up. I mean, they got a lot of races left, but I don't think they can catch up in the Grand Loop. I think we're going to walk away victorious here.
Yeah, man, I see him make two passes, but he's here.
I don't know if he's going to try to do anything tonight. I can try to get him over here.
Junior out here talking about this shit about these small blocks, man.
Yes, sir. You got it. He's in the world, though. He's in the world.
Man, motherfucker, Slay Oregon Zay. I don't give a fuck about him. Who he is? He has
so you
think,
so you a run Lenny too?
I run Lenny ass out of town. I've been saying him that. If he gets his ass down the mile of power, I'm going to give him, I'm going to turn him loose. If he gets his ass down the mile of power, I'm going to turn that motherfucker loose.
Will you be a tracker? Are you going to be a tracker?
I said, Lenny got the backside of my whole motor. I'm going to turn that motherfucker loose on motor. I don't give a fuck about Lenny.
You stay on the air. I don't know where he's at right now. I'm making my run of gas so I can see who is doing what. But I'm going to see Junior in a minute. I'm definitely going to let him know that usually he's got the back tie. All he got to do is shoot the track.
That's all he got to do is show up. That's all he got to do is show up, man.
Well, I'm going to let him know. Now, what about Pimp? You going to run Pimp, or you just going to marry him?
I'm going to run Pimp, but I'm going to feed his ass again, too. I told him that yesterday. Oh, man, I told him that yesterday. We're going to feed his ass again, too. Ain't no secret.
Okay.
We're going to run him again, too. He's already put me on Towson, boy. I'm already on Towson, boy, already.
Well, I haven't seen Pimp out here. I don't know if he's out here. I'm going to say, you know, him and DD have a chance to hide. I haven't seen him out here, but...
Okay.
That's going to be a hard bet to get him to take there.
You may not give me clothes that bit. You just might not be able to give me clothes that bit there. Because I think everyone...
I got a brother here, man,
for you all that's been raising a long time. You all know he was talking about it sometimes. Brother, we call him Red. His name is Harry. He's a young man that ran fast for years back in the 80s and 90s. He's running fast now, but he don't really come to the track that much to race. I think he's kind of tired of BS from like all the older guys are. But he's here. He's doing push-ups right now. He's going to try to make the next race. And when you show up, you normally shows out. Greg, how have you enjoyed yourself today? Is that fun?
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely had fun today. Are you going to set them up
together?
Okay, so he's got a race locked in. He's sitting there. He got a nice looking boo here. What I got named Kool-Aid.
He said
he was skin with this kind of language. That's what skin. But you all guys out there, Skin took ass over last week. He didn't come over there and tell us that. He didn't come out and tell us that, but he took ass over last week. I got a young man on the show. His name is Crap. Now he's looking for his small block. He's got a Regal. Him and Crip got a Regal.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, 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 hey,
anyone with a small block there.
Anyone with a small block on the ball. Keep
them motherfucking legs. Oh, wait a minute. Say that again
now. Anybody with a five block, five suspension, beat their motherfucking legs.
He said five block, five suspension, he wants to get out.
Come on, man.
He said he got to stop. Preacher boy is back in line. I think Preacher boy is going to stop. He's in line. I think he got something locked in. I think Preacher Boy got a race locked in. He's back in the center lane. He's in the grudge race last time, so it's like he's got one locked in. We got a beautiful dog. It's like a GTX coming up here. Man, the car is beautiful. He's in the beach box now. We got two dogs here. Dogs against dogs. Profile against profile is coming up here. And they're like, one's a road runner and one's a GTX. I got Junior here. I'm going to pull Junior to the side. I got Junior here, and I got Scrap on the line. Scrap said he's looking for you in the daytime in the flashlight. What are you doing out there?
You got that car here?
Junior said your car is running right now.
With that LTV?
Who are running? The LTV?
Yeah.
Small block.
Scrap said he wants to run your LTV. He said small block to small block. Street car.
That's what he been working about. I don't give a fuck about him.
Street cop.
He is a true street cop.
True.
Now, he got it here.
You know, Leroy, my man, I love him like a red leather tree. You know,
Hold on. The car is here. Everything that he's just saying about the car is what the car got.
I don't want to hear no more about it.
You don't want to hear no more about it. You didn't want to get out of there.
Put your ass back on fire, man.
Junior said, let your betting reflect your confidence. He going to be at the track September the 6th. And Big Champ and Lee Rusher, he will be there.
But now, wait a minute.
In Junior's defense, he don't really have the movement like he would like to have. He can't just move around like that. So we got to kind of play around his time.
Those days he has informed me he can't.
I mean, we know why he can't. He can't. If he can't, he just can't. We can hold that against him.
Okay, so what day is that for?
Come here. When you can't, you just can't. I mean, I'm not taking that aside. I'm just simply saying the man is restricted to certain things. They can come out at certain times. And we know that. So we got to play around that. That's something you just can't do that about. So he says he's already got it set up. I can't go there. I got Keep It Real 100.
Yes, I am.
Mr. 100, they have thoroughly enjoyed themselves. Have racing went the way you wanted to go so far.
Yes, we did.
Did you enjoy the Donye and Main race?
Yes, I did. I bet it with Donye.
He said, not only did he enjoy the race, he bet it with Donye. So, listen, one of the Keep It Real said his pocket is swole. He's going to get some more money and bet some more races.
That's right.
Have a nice day, Keep It Real. Really keep it real, that his pockets on his phone. That Donye is really treating him well.
That's it, man. I'm all sick of him. He ain't nothing to be playing with, man. Now, you ain't nothing to be playing with, man.
But those that thought he was something to play with, they know now he's not nothing to play with. We got a Camaro and a boo coming in.
I can't say again.
They got three or four cars in there. And the stage lane is still full as free. The grudge racing lane is still full as free. We might get 100.
Hey, breaking news. Cadillac coming around. Got a race. Grudge race. Cadillac.
Cadillac said breaking news. He's about to run. So, Cadillac, who are you about to run, sir?
Hey, I'm about to run this good Nova, man.
Cadillac said he's about to run over.
Hey, Cadillac, we'll beat his ass soon next week. We'll beat his ass tomorrow with the old man car. We don't give a fuck about Cadillac.
So you want to run Cadillac with Trip car?
Yeah. We'll beat his ass.
My truck car, brother. Cadillac, defend yourself.
fuck shit out of
Can you hear that, young man? We got your man on this aircraft. You think you'll take your time with it? Defend yourself.
Yeah.
He said who?
The motherfucker we've been ass sitting in the trailer for about 3 years. We'll beat his motherfucking ass, man. We ain't selling this shit, man. Hell, what kind of car he's showing with?
What kind of car
you talking about? Old Rock Lights, Jamal. Huh? Old Rock Lights, Jamal. We've been sitting in the trailer for about 3 years.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We got to see this.
You know, you like this big booty girl walking, bad boy. I'm going to get you.
Yeah, it ain't my reason.
Who put this thing on your back so you can carry it?
I got a motherfucker at the track ready to lock in with you. One thing he got to do is he's going to throw tomorrow.
You say what?
I got somebody to track ready to lock in with you. I got to go throw tomorrow, man.
I know. Well, I tell you what, we can lock in for Donye Ray. I'll be at Donye Ray. You meet me at Donye Ray.
I tell you what you do.
You leave your number. We see if we can do something this week.
Well, I already got our number. Yeah, we said it on the mile. Fuck, we gonna wait on the next day.
Y'all feel well?
Yeah. We don't give a fuck about that yet.
Who was that saying? Who that said around
back
here?
What's going on that week?
Hold on one second. If Dunhay would unhook his mattress and run tomorrow, we would run his ass tomorrow, man, with the old man. We don't give a fuck about Dunhay me.
I'm going to stuff you with the mattress and run tripping it up.
Yeah, tomorrow,
I'm going to report that. I will have a result to answer for you in a very short because they're, I think it's the upper time of my way. So, this
way, you know. They go for Chuck, they go for me, and I'm the motherfuckers they bring, man. We don't give a fuck about them. Who they is?
Well, I'm going to let you know as soon as Keith get here, he's coming his way. I'm gonna see you there.
I'm gonna get off and up on the bus. We wanna blow his ass up. That's the way that we wanna blow out. We really wanna blow his ass up.
I was trying to walk on my back. Yeah, I don't want to distract him right now because he's trying to get ready for a race. But as soon as this race is over, I'm going to let him know that you are around. I'm going to put his office. Miss Thompson, I need you for a minute, sir. I got a young man on the radio that said his name is Trap. He books Trip Car. You want to know when you all take the matches off of your head car and run Trap.
Nope.
Okay, they say not going to take the matches off. It is out. They're going to run with Nitro.
I know they do. But when he said motherfucking ass, they got two more cars after they want to take the next off two cars.
The uncle, which is the doctor in the house, said they need Nigel just to sign up. They got
know,
one bar of Nigel that you can sign up with. They got two bars of the race with.
I know they do. You ain't got to tell me, though, Ryan. They got Chief Car and they got Church Car. And I want them motherfuckers. They want to take
my
shit
off. We are right.
Come on.
With your car. The Black Camaro. He's debating whether to take his car and run Crip car with him. Will y'all run Crip with your car?
Fuck
y'all, Black Camaro. They had 100 years.
Now, Danny Arp has informed me that he will run, they not going to get knocked off his car, for Danny car, but he will run Crip car with his car head up.
All right.
Who said that?
Keith?
Keith?
Yeah,
he said.
Yeah, the blue car. He's here running, Crip head up.
Marvin Martin?
Spray the spray. He's here, don't care what. Well, he's here, he's going to spray. He's here, don't care what, Crip. He's going to spray.
Ain't no spray in this car.
I'm going to spray in this car, so he's here, y'all can't raise it here. He's telling me that he can't raise it. He don't even know without it.
Well, I mean,
keep getting for me when he takes his garbage out. He takes a knife to with. So he said, don't do nothing with that knife.
I know.
He said he stopped to eat. Now listen to this. He said he stopped to eat on the way at Cracker Barrel. And all of them had nothing about when he went in.
I know.
They don't do nothing with that.
If we take it off, old man, give him the back tire. Fuck him. I don't even give a fuck about him, man. I don't give a fuck about none of them cars, man. If they take the knives off, I'm going to have them on
They said it most definitely not going to even. Everything you said, he hear you. And everything you said, just said it. Like, we're not going to even think about running with that knife. He said, they kind of do nothing.
I love
the paint shop. He said, just got his car to paint shop. And he sprayed it in the paint shop. So everything they do with nothing.
I love
it. He said he got nothing on it. He said he got nothing on that.
They don't know how to make power, man.
He said they can't get on or off the train without nitrous.
I know,
so
they
can't book
a
nitrous run, he said, not running.
I ain't gonna even make them change the plugs in that raggedy motherfucker. That car ain't been out in 4 years.
Yeah, fun, man.
I wish my grandbaby had five, you know.
Well, Brenda,
Boy is here. Preacher Boy is most definitely in the house. And he's in the grudge racing lane. But it appears to me that he's present in the grudge racing.
Yes,
I
done said Lee to lock in with him. He ain't said lock in for the lot of them.
Well, you guys just kind of lose. Let me see you. Oh, we got another Chicago win. Another Chicago win. It's beautiful white. I'm from, so we got another Chicago win here.
I don't even know no water. I ain't from Chicago or Detroit.
We got 88 cents.
Hey, Lowrider, anybody say rest in peace, motherfucking Elton? He the fastest I ever knew, man. I ain't never known nobody faster than Doobie, man.
I'm trying to catch my producer, my coach up here. Brunette, are you there? Trap, you come over there and shut the show down. You just draw on so many people, you done shut the show down.
Man, I'm trying
you
to fuck
on
money,
everybody like. With a raise car.
Yeah, I'm on the way here.
I'm trying to hear that car, producer. Can you kick that joint from me?
I know goddamn well he got plenty of money, too, goddamn. He ain't got it, I got it.
How you doing, champ? Hey, Cap. What's going on? Hello, is this a gentleman? Lady, how's everybody doing this evening?
We're doing fine, champ. You ready for next week?
Ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, cause next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Well, you people enjoy your meals. Come on, baby.
Now you ain't stop, Dallas. All you got to do is stay on the line. Now you ain't stop. The truck has what gold, nigga?
Aaron Funk?
Chuck can run a whole mile a day in front of him.
You motherfucking right. That yeah is a beast, man. He don't beat them people ass, man.
Chuck has run a mile a day in front of him.
All right, who's your son at?
Come on, man.
Somewhere. He told me he had beat him out. He told me he had beat him. I told him that they would tell me he wouldn't listen to him. Yeah, hi,
hey, man.
Chuck has solo gold digger. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck has sang a solo on gold digger. That was not classified as a gap band. That was classified as a gap world because he has gap the shit out of us. I told him before when he was able to pump in.
He didn't cross.
The race of the year, the second race of the year, right there, is taking place. And Daniel driving Chuck's car versus Gold Digger. So Chicago's most wanted is going home with some healthy pockets tonight. Yes, sir.
Hey, pull that goddamn motherfucking Cadillac Joe out the bush, you know, baby boy.
Cadillac should be still on. Cadillac, are you there? Defend yourself.
Pull Cadillac Joe out the bush.
Hey,
we're the biggest motherfucking ass.
I got Mr. Armour here. Mr. Armour, that race is where you expected to go.
It sure did.
Smith Thomas, well, you very happy with the outcome of that race.
Yes, sir.
Smith Thomas said the race went exactly what it and he's very happy with the outcome. Chicago morning has raced Michigan today. It has been a race here today. I'm going over here. I'm going between Keith Armour and Danye. They're going to have to buy me lunch for tomorrow. So between the two of them, I want $10 apiece so I can go have lunch. Own Chicago Most Wanted. So go over there and tell your nephew and give you 10, you bring me 10, and I'm going to eat on Chicago Most Wanted. Because they have raped Michigan. This is called rape without a gun. No sense the way that man did that man. That man treated him and never looked back. They had a red line 2 miles in front of him. These boys is ready. And I'm telling you, as Chuck to his trailer,
They have done the job here today. Well, Miss Old Lady, I wouldn't have been here. The motherfucker down there sweet, though, man. I know they're sweet. Fire sweet. Preacher Boy sweet. All the motherfuckers down there sweet, man.
You said Preacher Boy sweet? Scrap said Preacher Boy sweet.
Preacher Boy sweet.
They don't get no sweeter.
Scrap
is saying. So, Preacher Boy is saying that the beer's in the graveyard. Well, you don't have a beer, you got a small block shipping. You don't have a small block.
Wait a minute. Hold on, scrap.
So what are you saying? What are you supposed to do?
I want to run that man tomorrow, man.
I can't hear you.
Preacher Boy is weak.
Preacher Boy is here in mind, and he says he's not ready for you. He says maybe about Wednesday he'll be ready.
You said you'll be ready Wednesday.
I really like fucking with the faggot.
But you said you'll be ready Wednesday.
So leave your deposit. Deposit.
Well, who we gonna leave the deposit with?
You. Well, I said you, goddammit. Yeah. You ain't going nowhere, Luke.
We're
going
to
come in.
Yeah.
Like,
I
look like young money
like
is about to run
back.
It looks like Chuck, Young Money is trying to run Chuck back in. So they're like, they're going to double up. They didn't like the way that race went down. They want to go back.
They ain't going back.
I hear you, my brother. Young Money say definitely going back. It look like. Young Money, you says that don't look like you're going back. Young Money says that don't look like they are going back. So they're going to do this.
Young Money, there's a black silver for this going to go, bro.
They definitely going to run this race again. They ain't going to win this one then, but they just ready for round two. They going over to Chuck's trailer as we speak. They going to Chuck's trailer as we speak.
Can I lock in 5-15 or anyone that comes back up to run over there, man, 5-15 in the back?
What did you say,
bro? I said, I want to lock in with Dunye, Gold Digger. Hell, one of them motherfuckers want to run around on the road, man.
I bet you we ain't going to complain.
We got a 5-15, 5-15, whatever. Whatever they want to do it for, man. I don't give a shit.
So you're
gonna
fuck, what do you like
when we get back? Now, he says, I don't think Daniel's gonna run back tonight. I think he's gonna, you know, he said he got the high tech shit, so they gotta go home and go over it before they run again.
Well,
he's gonna make up his much, though.
They
said he will race, but he gotta put the match on. They said if you put the muscle on, they got no problem running. He has been a scut without a gun.
Hey, I didn't say that.
I'm here to tell you that Chantel Most Wanted, 2 out of 3, has raped Michigan today. This is a state that had no grease. No grease whatsoever. They have dry dicked these boys down today. Now, they waiting on their cash, they can call it a complete action. But the Regal and his Burger Money employees showed their ass out here today. Who that? That's that shake, rally, and roll. They have shook, rally, and ran. Oh.
Bad boys, bro.
I got a...
There's some bad boys, bro.
Hey, what's his name? Black man, you can't get out.
Say, oh, see.
I'm here. I got Mr. Good here. Mr. Good, have you enjoyed yesterday?
Listen, I enjoyed myself tremendously at yours 131. It was a lot of grudge racing. It's a lot of action. It's not over yet. And most importantly, I got some of Mr. D's blood money. I'm happy as hell. It don't get no better than this. Whoever didn't come, y'all missed it. And they still racing. Going on midnight. Yo, clock's off. It's going down. You was 131 Motor City Mafia. Thank you, Mr. D. Yeah, hey, listen. I'm going to tell y'all like this. I don't know if I'm coming back to Georgia or whether I'm going to stay for Chi-Town for a week or two. But listen, I'm editing first thing in the morning. I have every shakedown, every pass. I have everything from 1 o'clock. And you can start ordering their T-shirts now. We brought 367 T-shirts to the track today. 367 T-shirts are almost all gone. We want to thank everybody for supporting Clark Golf and the Motor City Mafia. This is what it takes to move us to the next level and make sure everybody gets a piece of the action.
And that is our one on our head man at Clock's Off Radio. I'm going to let him take himself. He have enjoyed himself, which means we have enjoyed ourselves. I'm still winding down. We're winding down now, but the race is still going on. We only got a few minutes left. We got 8 minutes left. Racing is still going strong, but when I tell you we have had a ball out here today. I don't think no one here can say they did not enjoy themselves. Win, lose, or draw, you have enjoyed yourself here today. I mean, win, lose, or draw, you have enjoyed yourself here. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, they are still going to the line. We are on the way to the line right as we speak. No one has left this track. I mean, no one has left the track.
Come on.
Cadillac, are you there? Cadillac, you there? Bro Larry, you there?
I had Cadillac Joe on.
I think he's trying to make another pass.
Man, this is my show. This is my show, Lord. I shit this motherfucker there. Me and the old man. And the old lady. Shit this motherfucker there. She can lock in any motherfucker up who look like her. Fuck about some people.
Damn.
Yeah, Scrap, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. I'm trying to call some more racing there. I got some more racing to call, but these boys are still racing. They have not stopped yet. They're actually doing a rerun. They're doing a rerun of the race here that just taking place. And the gap was in full effect. In fact, the gap man was in full effect on both of Chi-Town's most wanted races. Because Dunn gapped his man, and Dunn gapped his man.
I know I lived on the race.
Anyone that's doing better with Chi-Town, you need to bring your condom and have your dick cap.
You got knocked up. Fuck out. Bitch.
Yeah. Well, I just went to Gap, man. That was the Gap Ocean.
Then
how about you sweating? Somebody sweating when they gave
you
a messy move first.
Bitch!
You know, it's all worth your feet. You know what I'm saying? You had to call us. If that plug move for you, what's that? What's that? What's that? Come on, man. Gap your ass like that, man. Yeah, man.
Someone
is saying, where's this grass?
Some motherfuckers out there laying eggs, Lord. Fade to Black. Fade to Black gonna steal the show. That shot has one thing.
Where's this grass?
I think
Chi-Town
is going to be on the show.
Don't get a choice.
some ladies that ain't shit either. And some ladies that deep up. What she done is? Bullshit. She got deep up.
Oh, that
shit. Coming out of me.
This girl is evil. That is evil. This evil baby. This happy girl. This good man to play. Huh. You do that thing.
She's just off to you, though, man. Yeah. Man, it's off to you.
But you don't tear me apart, all the bomb. You may not tear my mom.
No, I got 10 tails in the mask. She thinks. I took the 10 tails. Where are you?
You're an asshole and coming to the car.
Well, if I can't be in the car.
That's okay.